Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
We come tonight to talk to you, glory to God,
about those who fear the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for his presence tonight. It's here right now, and each and every one of you, we welcome you as we're here in this Blog Talk Hour. And let's pray. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, giving praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, your presence, your power. We're just here right now, Lord God, as we take time tonight to rest in your presence and you to minister to your great people. We thank you for the word that shall come forth in Jesus' name. Thank you for clarity, power in Jesus' name, understanding. Lord, thank you for doing a great work within us in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing yourself strong in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your majesty, your purpose, your plan, your power in Jesus' name, that's even at our exposure in Jesus' name. So we thank you right now, Lord God, for even the hope that maketh us not ashamed. We thank you as we trust, lean, and depend on you, Lord God, for you to do a great and mighty work inside of us tonight. So, Lord, thank you for clarity, for understanding, revelation of your word. And we thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God that passes all understanding, in our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. So, Father, we bless you, and we thank you right now. In Jesus' master's name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, glory to God. We thank God for being here tonight once again. So, Apostle Marcus Break. Welcome to the Eagles of Flight Hour. As we get ready to get into Word tonight, we're going to have a good time in the Word tonight. I thank God for what he wants us to share with you. Amen. We're going to ask you to turn with us tonight to Psalm 23. Amen. Very familiar psalm, and this people's goldie and favorite, one of the favorites for a lot of people. Psalm 23. We're going to have a great time with the Lord tonight. All right. As we're talking about Psalm 23, I'm going to read it from out of the I'll read from NLT Bible. NLT. Amen. Psalm 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkness of the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and your mercy, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, read from the NLT. Bible. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you from the power of walking in God's presence. First of all, understand there's nothing like walking in the presence of the Lord, or walking with the Lord, or walking in his presence, whichever way you want to look at it. Being in his presence, there's nothing like it. You know, many times, many people who say they're walking with the Lord but never really experience the Lord the way that they really attest to his peace that he brings to them. Walking with the Lord is not a thing of out of obligation, if someone made you to do it. Walking with the Lord is truly you enjoying being in his presence. He enjoys his presence. His presence enjoys being with you. Every day is not Sunday. You know, you don't necessarily, challenge life, break challenges. Every day you don't feel Superman. But I can tell you this, you know, his love is consistent. Walking in God's presence, there's nothing like it because you have his peace to look forward to. And his peace surpasses all understanding. There's no searching his love. There's no beginning, no end. His love is just eternal like that, good like that. But truly, there's nothing like being in his presence. Now, I'm going to read tonight. I'm going to follow through and read from the Amplified Version, more so. I read it in the NLT Bible, but I'm going to read it now in the Amplified. I'm going to take my time with the accepted word. The power of walking in God's presence. This power of walking in God's presence. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and to shield me. I shall not lack. The awesome name of God is God. He said, the word of God says, he shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Everything that I need, he's got it. And really, everything I want, he's got it. But we have to make sure that we understand the difference between a want and a need. You may want a Jaguar, but you just may need a car. You know, you may want an iPad, but, you know, you got a computer. You know, so, you know, it just depends on which way you look at it, but bottom line is, One is a privilege. The other one is a necessity. You have to have it. So here it is. We see the Lord being our shepherd. He says to guide, to feed, to guide, and to shield, I shall not lack. To feed as he feeds us, the good shepherd, he feeds us. His word, nourishment, feeds our soul. Amen. Then the guide. He leads, you know, by example. The Lord guides us into the right direction. Amen. So when we see what was done when Jesus was tempted, he was led of the Spirit to go to the wilderness, by the Spirit of God. And so when we think about how he was led by the Spirit of God, well, then we also still see here being becoming truly a son of God, walking in the image of God, we're seeing how he's showing his protection, his provisions. He said to feed, to guide, and shield. Feed, guide, and shield. So he feeds, guide, and shield, excuse me. But, you know, as we continue to walk this thing out, there's nothing like being in his presence, walking in his presence. When you are walking in his presence, you are allowing his, when you spend time with him in that home, and before you come into the world, you spend time in his presence. It's just such a fulfillment, and just being able to have that time that you can spend in his presence, and just more than 30-minute power nap, but sometimes we need to spend some time in his presence for real. The more we can continue to cultivate our time in his presence, the more closer we become with him. Amen. So the deeper we begin to go in our walk with him, the more we continue to walk this thing out and follow instructions. We follow his lead. He will take us in all truth. Amen. So as we continue to build here a foundation, we're looking at the power of walking in God's presence. We understand that where he is, his presence is going to be also. Amen. So here we see the good shepherd here. We see Jesus the shepherd here. And we see how the shepherd, David was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. One key thing we see operating here, or we can hear it, is relationship. When there's relationship,
there's a connection that's being made. There's an opportunity for growth, closeness. You know, here we see, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, he can acknowledge that his source, his livelihood, everything comes from God. Okay, so he recognizes and sees that he needs God in order for him to be successful. He needs God to be in operation. He needs God to be his eyes and ears, lead him the right way. See, same way how he needs God, we need God too. There's life situations that's going to be a little crazy sometimes, but when we understand as we're being and spend time in his presence, his presence is on us now, into where, you know, we're in his presence, his anointing is on us, and he refreshes, he builds us up to go out and go forth and do whatever he's said for us to do. But when we're out there, because his presence is on us, we've been empowered to make a difference. So, as we see here, we understand that the Lord is showing him, it will let him see that he's right there with him. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't even say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not need. He said, my want. He went straight to the want, the desire. You know, so here we understand that as the Lord is building you up, sometimes he will allow those things that you need to come forth, that he may not know exactly all the your wants. Well, and so same thing with God. You know, as you get to know him, he get to know you. Well, he already know you, but as you get to know him, he'll see, you know, he will always, he can definitely tell where you are, what you need to be contacted with, you know, as far as what do you need to grow or flourish in the things of him. And when it comes down to a connection. So understand your relationship with God is your greatest, most greatest connection on this earth. You know, because if you're not connected, if you're not connected with the Lord, well, you know, the way you're going to go is not to heaven. You know, you without having that connection with God first, that foundational connection, that's the most important connection we need to have. So because of that first connection, that puts us in a place and on the right pathway of getting to know him, developing a relationship. As we develop that relationship, as it's cultivated, as we spend time in his presence reading his word, now we're building a foundation. We're building a solid foundation of knowing him, being in his presence, understand how his characteristics of his personality begin to stick out to you and get your attention as you spend time in his presence. Anyone need to call the number 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the Q box. So as we understand that, so now we're building. Now we see where, you know, the presence of the Lord is upon us because, you know, we were talking about him, we're meditating on him day and night as we're encouraging one another with the word of God. We're building each other up, preparing ourselves for the journey ahead. So as the Lord is doing this, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me. Verse 2 says, well, let me go back to verse 1. He said, to feed, guide, and shield me, to guide you as well. Let me deal with guide. So when he guides us, that means he will lead us in the way that we have us to go. Sometimes we don't realize, we think it's us, but sometimes him leading us right to where we need to be. You know, sometimes we look at the different changes some people go through, and, you know, we it's hard to find the Lord in the situations, but that's when we have to see with the disciple eye or the student of the word eye and realize, look at the pattern, look at what's happening, and you can be able to assess, not all the time, but you can tell truly who some people are coming from or where they're trying to go. So, amen. So body language tells a lot. And as we continue to see as the Lord leads and guides, we continue to see what more happens. The shield me. When we talk about shielding you, talk about he's been protecting you. You're hidden in him. This is why you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you in due season. Amen. As you continue to wait on him, you continue to let him lead you, guide you in all truth. Watch him. He will show himself strong. He will prove his word to you. He, you know, and the more you begin to get in his word, the more you get understanding, the more you begin to grow, the more you begin to grow, the more, you know, the more things happen. So getting to know the Lord is very important. In order for you to walk in His power and His presence, well, by His presence, you have to know Him. You just can't have a surface relationship with God and expect to experience the supernatural of God. You know, He may do it in the very beginning to get your attention, but now as you're walking closer with Him, it's become a little different now. You know, as you sow seed, it takes time for that seed to get in the ground and grow and break, or break and then grow. The roots, everything begin to come out. You know, so this is where we have to understand the process has now begun. See, as we're walking in God's presence, we may experience His presence just a little bit when we have time. Amen. But as time kind of go on, the more better and more proficient we get, especially when we're talking about operating in the power of the Spirit, you know, the closer we get to God, the more we will start looking like Him. You become who you worship. Amen. That's why it's not good. So, amen. So we look at this as we continue to build up, allow the Lord to lead, guide, and order our steps. Amen. So that means when He guides us, that means He takes our hand and takes us the right way. I'm reminded of Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, and He talks about that. Amen. He talks about, you know, when you, as you do not be, He said, we'll go down to it, I don't want to, it's cool. He said 41. So, okay, he says, 41 and 10, Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, and help you. I will uphold thee, or you, up by my victorious right hand. Amen. So He will hold you by His victorious right hand. Amen. See all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who oppresses you will die and come to naught. You will look in vain for those who you tried to conquer. Those who attack you will come no more. Will come to neither. So as we see here, the Lord is showing us right now that everything has to start somewhere. That's why you may be one place in your walk with God right now. I may be. It's not in the indictment against you. You know, it's the thing of we want you to experience more and more of being in His presence. You allow Him. Trust Him, turn from your wicked ways, and allow Him. He can do a lot of things. He can make you very successful. He can help you to get your, you know, to have your head on the right way and do what you need to do. But the Lord needs our cooperation. He needs us to have a desire to want to be close to Him, have a desire to know Him, have a desire to go high in the things of Him. But if you're comfortable right there and not apply yourself, you won't see the full true benefits of what the Lord wants you to have. Amen. I thank God that it's one thing He always puts in me is a good work ethic to continue to go forward to do what I had to do. I didn't mind working what I had to do, do what I had to do. And even when it came down to jobs at overtime, I was killing them. I was trying to find a way to get that thing done. Amen. So as we continue to see it, amen, we're going to continue to be encouraged, then know that as we get closer to God, the closer He's bringing us to Him, and the closer we get to Him, the more He's unveiling of Himself. See, the Lord begins to show His heart to us more and more the closer we get to Him. And this is why we have to stay focused and stay on board together. Not allow this, not allow disunity to come in or anything with the enemy wants to do. We will make sure we take time and get those things right. We get our relationships right, not just our relationship with God, other relationships as well, too. Amen. It's very easy to get caught up in other relations and not, you know, really walk with God the way we need to. Amen. And some relationships are good ones, and some are bad. Some are healthy, some are sad. Don't even try. Amen. So, amen. So, as we continue to go further, so we go to verse 2. He said, I shall not lack. He makes me to lie down and trust. I'm sorry. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. See, whenever the Lord prepares a place for you, it's always a place of good, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. There's always something good he's going to bring forth to you to help bring you some understanding, to help you to build you up as you get closer to him. But this comes through, once again, relationship. As you continue to build that relationship with the Lord, now he's building you up. He's preparing you for the journey. So this is why we have to be able to take time to allow the Lord to lead us and guide us in all truth, and not allow flesh or our face or pride to get in. Glory to God, because pride sometimes is one of the number one killers. Pride gets you, and you know, some people, and cause things to go south. But thank God for divine healing through all of that. But that's not our portion. That's not our portion. We have amen. We have to align with the Word of God and make sure that everything we do lies in the Word. Amen. So, amen. So let's go down to verse 4. All right. He leads me. Well, I'm sorry. Verse 3. He leads me in the path of rightness and right standing with him, not for any enlargement. I lost my spot. Not for any earnings, not earning it, but for his name's sake, for his name's sake. Amen. So, amen. So as we continue to go forth, as we continue to see the Word of God, he gets revolutionized. He refreshes and restores my life. Amen. This is what he does when you've been damaged through life, damaged situations, just going through different changes, some damage in your emotions from people who set you up and let you down. When you go through all those kind of disappointment, it's kind of put trust in what man's going to say or do. So this is what we do. Amen. We encourage people to get all that they need to get, especially in this time and hour, because the Lord is letting us be able to see some things, tap into some things while we're here right now. Amen. But this, after a little while, things will get dark. Things will get real crazy, real dark. And we have to have in us, you know, you have some people who will get caught up and leave out, but there's some going to stay. So, you know, as we look at this thing, we truly understand what the Lord is saying, that we need to truly make a reminder. Amen. Because as we continue to walk with the Lord, we need to be able to have a deeper and a closer walk, even understanding about him, because his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So as we walk with the Lord, let's walk with humility and trust, Lord God, trust. We have to be able to trust our Lord. If we can't trust the Lord, something is wrong with this. Glory to God. So we want to try. We want to make sure that we stand our ground. And amen. As the world come against you, trying to pull you away from God, that you stand your ground and stand up and fight off the enemy as well. Don't make it easy for the enemy. Don't let him have his way. You stand up with everything you got and everything is in you, and you keep on swinging. You keep on going forward. You press your way through, because he is all about knowing God. Once you get to know him and walk in him in such a way, you will find our life will be so different. Because as we continue to trust the Lord with all our hearts and open up to him, he begins to reveal his. So glory to God. So amen. As you go down further, verse 2 says, he makes me lie down in fresh green tender rain pastures. He lead me beside the still waters and refresh. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the path of righteousness. but rightness and right standing with heart. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake, he's doing it. All for his name's sake, he's doing it in the name of the love of the Lord. He's doing it. Amen. As I'm encouraged, as the Lord continues to teach us the word and build us up, and he continues to build us up, he is also preparing us for some greater things to experience for. So as we continue to go forward tonight in the name of Jesus, we thank God for what he's doing, how he's doing it, as he's making us, molding, shaping us in Jesus' name. So as we trust him, let him do the work, let him prepare us, amen, and then spend the time that he needs to. Glory to God, because we know the Lord, the enemy is always trying to catch up with the Lord. So he's also trying to find one way or another, trying to get under our skin. So we thank the Lord for being patient and full of peace, joy, for letting the fruit of the Spirit begin to work. Amen. To bring balance to the gift. Amen. So just thank God for what he said and done and how he's moving forward by his Spirit. Amen. Let's go down further. Though I walk through the valley of shadow, there's verse 4. Deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, but you are with me. Your rod and to protect your own, your staff to guide. They comfort me. Amen. You prefer your table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, and my brim cup runs over. Amen. So as we allow the Lord, let him lead us, and even when he sets the table, look, the Lord will set up a table before you, and you know these people don't like it. You know that you're a problem to them. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyone need to call us tonight? Number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. You're going to be challenged in your walk with God. Situations that people want to challenge you, but you cannot be afraid to go forward. You cannot be afraid to go to a place in God that you've never been before. You can't be afraid to walk in the next dimension of God. Hallelujah. The Lord want to take us there for us to experience those things that he experienced. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, remember, as he's building himself back up, amen. He said, yes, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, deep sunless valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For death, I will fear or dread evil. You are with me. Your rod to prevent and staff to pull before time. They covered me. Amen. Okay, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. The Lord knows exactly what it is, who is in need to be seen. And as he does this, he is also preparing each and every one of us for, a new opportunity. As he's given us a new opportunity, let's begin to take advantage of it, learn as much as we can learn about who we are in him. Amen. So truly, I thank God for what he is, how he's moving by his Spirit. Amen. Yes, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Okay, I will fear no evil. I will dread no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and protection for your staff, the God, they comfort me. Amen. It's good to know that no matter what happens, that you will be able to have a healthy relationship with someone, just continue to move forward. Amen. So this is where the Lord comes in, even after we mess up. We mess up, we come at him and talk, amen. He begins to give us instruction, give us wisdom. We take it and we go forth and we execute it. Amen. So then this, this is the reality of what God is doing in our lives, this is a reason why we must stay plugged in and as much as possible and let him do it. Because when he does it and do it, it'll never be the same. It'll never be alone. Like, it'll never be the same how it was before. But his power, his might, his call is holding us together. He's keeping us together. No matter what's coming our way, we're staying in courage. Amen. Truly, since we're doing that, amen. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Who does that? Who prepares a table before him? Amen. Before the enemy. So we thank God for even his protection against the enemy. All things are well. Nothing the enemy is trying to do. Amen. Surely, or only goodness. Well, likely, surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me. Amen. Surely, okay, let me read that again, I'm sorry. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love have she followed me at the days of my life. The house of the Lord and his presence shall be with me, shall be dwelling forever. As we see here, as the Lord is painting a picture for us, he's setting a big table for people who have a problem with your prosperity, have a problem with your growth, have a problem with God, to God. You know, when people have a problem with God blessing you, that's a different kind of story. Anyone who need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. But when we walk into God's presence, understand this, that God is ready, he's ready with you, his anointing, his presence is on you. And as you continue to walk this pathway, you just got to know that the enemy desires to sift you as wheat. Because first of all, he can't stand the presence of God, and to know the presence of God is on your life, he can't stand it. But guess what? There's nothing he can do, because as you have set the table, as God has set the table before you in the presence of your enemies, there's nothing that they can do to sit there and watch you be blessed. There's much they want you to fall, yet you keep on standing up. And when they want you to quit, yet you stay right in the ring and you keep on fighting through. And this is important for us to understand. His presence is on you, not to say his presence is just on you. His presence is on you to do a work. My Lord, you have been called to do a serve. You've been called to serve. You've been called to do greater things. And this is where we drop the ball, because we get so comfortable in the walls, to where we miss the real work. You think everyone's going to come to church? No, they're not. We have to be willing to go out there and get them. We're compelling to people to come. Amen. So, amen. So as we continue to walk this thing out, we got to truly understand that the Lord is speaking in this hour. He is building you up in this hour. He's building you up in this time. He's making waves in the water. He's stirring things up. So, and it's all necessary. Because for you to become successful, sometimes you got to speak up. Sometimes you got to speak out. Sometimes you got to get up. Sometimes you got to get down. Amen. In Jesus' name. So you have to do some things sometimes different from what you used to be doing. If you want to be the leader that God's called you to be, you have to be willing to go the extra mile. You have to be willing to stay up late and read two more chapters of the Word, or one more chapter after you've initially read what you've agreed to. You have to be the one that has the extra fire in you to burn like never before, that no matter what you go through, you want God more than what you're going through. How many times the enemies will come in and steal stuff from you? You got to want God more than what the enemy wants your stuff. Amen. And when you begin to live like this, you begin to move like this, and you begin to understand even reason like this, people will see you from a different facet, they will see you from a different light, because they know that you are serious, and they know that God is serious about you. Hallelujah. We have to press beyond the mess. We have to press beyond the obstacles. It's so easy to give up, but it takes a whole lot more to stand. We have to know that his presence, walking in his presence, gives you a liberty, gives you a freedom. At the same time, he comes to do a work. He never just comes just to sit there and just, you know, watch Uno, and just, you know, just whatever. No, he's sending, he's put us there strategically for a reason, to build us up, to focus. Amen. So we have to understand and know that the Lord is working in us, through us. He has prepared us a table before the presence of our enemies. As much people who don't like to see you prosper, God said, I'm going to put you on display with my fine china. God will do all kinds of things, but we got to remember God is still God. He's still God. God has never changed his mind towards you. Amen. You prepare me, prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my whole head with oil. Amen. So as we continue to walk in this day, let's go mindful of the changes that the enemy is trying to make. Let's go mindful with the anointing upon these treasures here. My God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you for your hand being upon us in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Moving by your spirit and your power. Declare and decree that each and every person that is under the sound of my voice tonight will have a new experience with you, Lord God, that your presence will be upon them, even in their new relationship, or even in their new relationship or new founded relationship. As some of you have gone back and got close with the Lord again, and there's some who just maintain, who's still walking with the Lord. Amen. I thank you for his fresh anointing of endurance to fall upon them, rest upon them in Jesus' name, empower them to go forth and do what they've called them to do. I declare and decree that from this day forward, Lord God, their relationship with you shall be the most important relationship in their life, that their relationship with you shall take pride over anything else, anyone, in Jesus' name. We declare and decree that because of your relationship with God, you can hear from God. Because of your relationship with God, you can move with God. For your relationship with God, that there's nothing that you can do. You can't do, amen, to walk in the power of his might. Glory to God. So hallelujah. So when it comes down to it, hallelujah, Lord, you've made us stronger and wiser than ever before. And we surrender all to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. You touch each and every one, Lord God, that even as they continue to walk with this thing out with victory, they shall walk this thing out with power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said your word, you prepare a table for the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my shield with oil, my cup runneth over. He said, surely, or only goodness, mercy and unfailing love. We're talking about his goodness. He's just good. And fairy tale. Amen. But bottom line is, the Lord is real, more real than we give him credit for. He is more real on this side of creation, well, on the other side of creation, than he is here. Because when the Lord knew this time was going to be coming, and he knew that as he prepares you, there's going to be people who have a problem with you for no reason. Or some may have a reason, even if they don't care to share it. But people are going to have a problem with you not because of you, but because of him inside you. You just got to know that you're doing what you got to do. Amen. And you will have what you say. Thank you, Jesus. The time has come. Hallelujah. When we talk about walking in the power of his presence. Amen. We're talking about the power of walking in God's presence. We're talking about that power that comes from walking in his presence. We're talking about creation itself begins to rise up and even cry out to the sons of God. Even the small things, y'all, the small things that shows a lot of who's with you. Amen. So glory to God. So as you continue to go forth in the things of God, the anyone who need to call in, number 347. 945-5416, 347-945-5416. Definitely allow the Lord to touch you, lead you in your heart, Amen. Let him lead you in your pathway of righteousness. Remember, the Lord is with you. He's empowering you. He's causing you to walk in triumph. He's causing you to, with his presence on you. His presence on you is empowering you to walk in victory. He's empowering you to walk in success. He's empowering you to do great things. He's empowering you to see great things through him as he's with you. He's holding you up, holding you together. Sometimes when you want to quit and give up, you have that never-dying spirit inside of you saying, no, don't. You can't give up. You can't quit now. And some of you have been going through a situation just don't look favorable at all. No matter which way you turn it, you seem you cannot find the light at the end of the tunnel. But he just says, still, keep on, daughter, keep on, son. Keep pressing forward. Trust me. Don't give up now. Don't cast away your confidence. Amen. He said, don't cast away your confidence. Because you have need of patience. As you dwell in his house. Some of the house of God, as you dwell in the house of the Lord, you have mercy because you understand how easy it could have been for that being you to be out in the street or not less fortunate or anything happening. That could have been you. But when you realize how blessed we really are, sometimes wouldn't we complain about what we complain about. Because his presence on you is uplifting and is powerful as well. Amen. So, once again, be encouraged to know that the Lord is with you. No matter which way you go, no matter if you can see it or not, you just got to know that the Lord is there. So we encourage anyone who have a question, praise report, amen, or prayer request, amen. The floor is open for you. Just want to encourage you, definitely so, amen, that as you're walking in God's presence, his presence will keep you flowing. It will keep you going as you continue to eat all those nuggets of life. My Lord, that word will hold us, keep us together, strengthen us. It will do everything they need to do, and a little bit more. So we will encourage you now, for those who have a question, which again, you can call in. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Amen. So definitely allow the Lord to help show you the way he would have you to go. Everyone's pathway is not the same. Some may belong, some may be somewhere, and some may not. We have to keep in mind that it wasn't perfect for us. As we walk in the presence of God, just know that his power is with you, his anointing is on you. As he's anointed you to be a vessel prepared for the master's use, just know that the Lord is doing it for you. Never give up, never quit on what seems like one thing, actually another. So, amen. We thank the Lord for his presence tonight. And we just want to encourage you all to, first of all, call number 347-945-5416. If there's something we can do, amen. Definitely call on, amen. But in the meantime, be encouraged. Know that the Lord is with you. Just pray that all is well. Amen, all is well. Amen. Haven't heard anything terrible, so we praise God for no news is good news. But amen, just encourage your hearts as you continue to go forward in the things of God. Just know that the Lord is helping you. You're not standing by yourself. But even though you're by yourself, well, you know, amen, he's definitely there with you. So, in closing, be encouraged. Let his presence rest upon you. Let his presence keep you. That all things be well with you. Glory to God. Right now, I want to open the door. If there's anyone right now who needs the Lord, that needs the Lord, amen. Yes, I would definitely do that. Amen. Who needs the Lord tonight? We want you to open up your hearts tonight. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we want to give you an opportunity to open up your heart tonight, receive him as Lord. I want you to repeat it to me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for not walking according to your word. I surrender my life, and I acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. I give you all. I allow you, Lord, I ask you to cleanse my heart. Give me a new, renew me in the right spirit. No, not in the right spirit. But I give my life. I surrender to you. I thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a new start. And Lord, I receive your son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a new start. Amen. Amen. We believe in your saved. Amen. So for those who are going astray, Lord, forgive me for going astray from your word and from your ways. Bring me back into right fellowship with you. I surrender all. And I ask you to forgive me for going astray, doing what I wanted to do. Thank you for bringing me back into a place of safe, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bring you, give you praise, give you all honor and glory. In the Jesus' name, amen. All right, so amen. So praise God. I want to talk to you guys for a minute, amen, about sowing seed. Amen. It's very important when we understand about sowing and reaping, being a blessing after you receive the word of God. Amen. You know, we just thank God for allowing us to have an opportunity to receive from the Lord, but also to realize they had to come, you know, when it comes down to being a blessing, God wants you to be a blessing whenever the word is preached, that you sow a seed, a love offering. You know, tithes belongs to the church. Amen. Tithes does. But the offering, especially when you have the offering to sow a seed into people's lives, it's almost like the gift to keep on giving. So we encourage you tonight, sow seed, amen, sow seed. And you can, when you sow seed, you can actually go to a few places. You can go to PayPal, and the PayPal address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com, eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. EagleswingsIM@yahoo.com. The next way you can go to is mail service, P.O. Box 2185, Richland, South Carolina, 29936. Let's see. Then we have the, P.O. Box 1823. P.O. Box 2185, excuse me, I have a bunch of numbers running through my head. P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Then the next way you can also go to, MoneyGram or Western Union. And you can send it to Marcus Dupree, Cold City, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Amen. So it's always good to be a blessing, sow a seed, because that seed works for you far greater than what you never could see. When we ask you to sow, you know, we ask for your money, but we ask you to sow seed tonight. So when you sow seed into the ground, you got to expect a harvest. Amen. So, amen. We've been trusting God on this, and we're going to allow God to be God all by itself. Amen. So we just praise God for each and every one of you for calling on tonight. And we thank God for Eagle and Flight Hour, Apostle Marcus Dupree. Thank God for you all and for your time tonight. And we just pray that there was something that was said that spark something in your heart to bring about a change. Amen. So we thank God for you. Kingdom blessings to you all. You have a good night. Amen. Thank you.
He's alive.